Good afternoon. Clouds are hanging on tough across interior New York and New England, with that weak disturbance shearing off to our south, eventually off the mid-Atlantic coast. Moisture associated with this system has generated a few flurries and snow showers across parts of the higher terrain and sprinkles and rain showers in the valleys, but more than anything, just plenty of clouds around today. Due to the lack of sunshine, temperatures are holding on the cooler side of average, and most everyone will top out in the upper 30s to around 40 for an afternoon high. Later on this evening and overnight tonight, that system will continue to track away, although skies will remain mostly cloudy. Temperatures will dip back into the middle and upper 20s. Another weak disturbance in the mid-levels of the atmosphere will move through tomorrow. Skies will be mostly cloudy, but hardly any moisture with this system, so it should stay dry with temperatures in the lower 40s. That system should scoot by fast enough to produce a little bit of sunshine by the end of the day, but more sunshine is expected on Wednesday as high pressure builds in. Some clouds by the end of the day Wednesday, but another dry day as we creep back into the middle 40s. Another disturbance with a little more moisture will head our way for the day on Thursday. Skies will be mostly cloudy, and it will be mild enough to produce just plain rain showers, and highs will be in the upper 40s. That system will clear out on Friday. A high pressure center will build in for the end of the week, producing mostly sunny skies on Friday, but highs will be back into the lower 40s. Another and more potent system will head our way on Friday night and into the day on Saturday. Right now it looks mild enough with just a plain steady rain to open the weekend, with highs in the upper 40s before we dry it off and cool it down on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today. An unsettled weather pattern is expected across much of the northwestern quadrant of the country through the middle of the week. Persistent onshore flow will bring showers and higher elevation snow to the Pacific Northwest ahead of an approaching low and cold front. The storm will strengthen and eventually make its way onshore in British Columbia, with moderate to heavy precipitation expected from Northern California to Western Washington. Some of the moisture will reach the Northern Rockies by tomorrow as the low tracks inland. Winter weather advisories have been issued for the Cascades. Another and more potent storm will slide down the west coast later in the week. This storm will pull in moisture from the Pacific Ocean and deposit it as heavy snow over the Sierra Nevada mountains on Wednesday into Thursday. Total snow accumulations of 8 to 12 inches are expected, with localized amounts of 18 to 24 inches. Wind gusts of up to 30 to 40 miles per hour, with gusts over 50 on the highest peaks, are in the forecast. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, cloudy, light rain showers in the lower 40s. Boston, cloudy with light rain likely in the lower 40s. And in Buffalo, cloudy with a few rain and snow showers and highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 49 degrees. The average low, 32. The record high, 69, set in 1964. And the record low, 13, in 1981. Sunrise this morning was at 6:45 a.m., sunset this evening, 4:34 p.m., 9 hours and 49 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, a few light flurries or snow showers left over today, with high temperatures in the middle and upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight in the mid-20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England. Cloudy, a couple of rain showers left over today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, any light rain or snow showers ending, then some breaks of sunshine later today with highs in the upper 30s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a lot of clouds around this afternoon, still the risk of a few light rain showers around, with temperatures in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy skies, a few light rain showers or sprinkles left over, then some breaks of sunshine later this afternoon in the upper 30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, some sunshine later in the day, lower 40s. Sunshine Wednesday, giving way to some late-day clouds, mid-40s. A chance of a few showers Thursday, upper 40s. Mostly sunny in the lower 40s Friday. A good chance of rain on Saturday in the upper 40s. And windy and colder with a few snow showers on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.